Good morning, everybody. You're here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. It is 10.04 a.m. on the West Coast here in this morning. It's a sunny California day for a change. It's been pretty overcast lately, but it is Monday, May 19th, 2025. And we're almost halfway through the year already. That's crazy. It just flies by. It really does. So I'm happy you're all here with me. And thanks for showing up. That's why I try to show up. I try to show up because I hope that all of you will too. So I did the smart thing this morning, or at least somewhat smart. And I went and grabbed all of my paraphernalia, or at least most of it. My books and cards and all the goodies that I thought I might need while I was on the air with all of you. So I'm here for you, and I'm here for any questions you might have. If you've never been to my show before or heard me before, I am a spiritual psychology practitioner, and I am a woman of many hats. I do many, many things. It's funny, I always want to say I'm a jack of all trades, but then there's the other part of that, which doesn't really apply to me, because I am kind of a master at some things. So maybe a jack of some trades and a master of some. How's that? That's probably more accurate. Excuse me one second. I've got something in my throat. Wow. Okay. It's way up in there. Sometimes you just feel like something crawled up into your nasal cavity, and it just doesn't want to come out, like a bug in the middle of the night or something, which could happen, you know. So I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best to be present with you and still clear my throat when I have to. Okay. So, as I was saying, I'm here for whatever it is that you might need. And I just want to, I'm not going to name names, but excuse me. That's what happens. So I just want to offer something to all of you. I am totally here if you need any sort of assistance or have any questions about anything. You can always ask me right here on the show. I'm happy to answer. And it's usually something that other people need to hear too, which is why I always suggest that, you know, people ask questions. Or if you're having a situation and you need to get some guidance, that's what I'm here for. So I'll tell you how to do that in a second over in the Facebook chat. But I get questions occasionally from people randomly, and that's totally fine. And I want to help in any way that I can. And sometimes the best way is just to ask the question right here in the chat. So I want to invite you all to do that. Go over to Facebook. And the way you do that is get on your device, go to the World Wide Web, go to 12radio.com, and that will take you into a page where there are some options on the left. One of them is chat. So if you hit chat, like I'm going to right now, that'll take you right over into our Facebook page. So join the group. Serena, my wonderful producer, will let you in. And then you scroll down until you see my banner, which should be sort of at the top, which I think it is right now. And you will see a place where you have friends, where you are invited in. You can ask questions, make comments, ask for a card reading if you need one. And like I said, when you ask questions about your life, you're often not just asking the question for yourself, but it's usually because it's something someone else is wanting to know, or somebody else will glean information from my response to you. And I've found that that happens a lot. Like even when I listen to other 1-2 radio shows, other than my own, obviously. But when I listen to other people who answer questions, like Kat, for instance, right? Who is on before me, Psychic Kat. When she answers questions for people, sometimes I'll hear something in her response and I'll know it's for me. So if you hear me say something to someone else and you get a little bit of a resonance with it, then you know that that's for you too. It's the same with the card readings. You know, if I'm reading for someone and I pull a card for somebody and the reading feels like I'm talking to you, I probably am. Or rather, spirit is. Excuse me, gosh. All right. Let's see who's here today. Hey, Edward. I'm glad you're here. Blessed morning to you too. Hey, Ryan. Ryan says, the complete saying was, yeah, a jack of all trades is a master of none, but oftentimes better than a master of one. Oh, okay. I didn't even realize that was the whole phrase. See, you guys are always teaching me things. I love that. I learn. I'm here to teach, but I'm also here to learn. I was actually told that once upon a time, a long time ago, by a psychic. Pardon me, one sec. I'm sorry, guys. I've got like morning throat for some reason today. This is why projectors don't talk a lot in the morning. We usually stay pretty silent and take like 3 hours for ourselves just to like get ourselves in line. And this is what happens. My throat does not want to speak quite yet. But I'll be okay. So yeah. But thank you for that, Ryan. I appreciate you you telling me that. A psychic did tell me that once. She said that you are here to teach and to learn. And at that point, I had no idea what she was talking about. Like, not at all. I now understand. Because that is my life. Teaching and learning. Okay. Hey, Tara. Thanks for the heart. That's pretty. I'm sure you guys can hear it. I'm so sorry. But I can't do very much about it. Hopefully it will clear soon. Okay, so that's about all we've got in the Facebook chat for now. And no one has asked me any meaty questions. Because I love those meaty questions. You guys know that. So maybe I will relate a story of what happened, and I won't name any names because I don't know if that person would appreciate me outing them to the world, but I would never do that because I am a Capricorn and we're very trustworthy. So someone messaged me and asked me a question. And the question was about detachment, okay? Like how to detach from a situation that was destroying her peace and really disturbing her a lot. And so in the moment, like I know all the tools, obviously I could, give her some tools. But I felt like there was a more specific answer that would speak to her. And in that moment, it wasn't mine to give. And I felt that. Because when someone asks me something, I'll usually get an answer right away. Like almost always, if they are meant to hear it. And when they're not, or when I'm not supposed to give them the answer, or they're not supposed to have the answer from an outside source, let's say, then I don't get an answer. And that's all divine. So that's what happened in this moment. Like, I wasn't really getting a hit on exactly what to tell her, because her specific situation was very detailed and specific, and I'm not going to go into that here, but it had to do with, family. But I wanted her to know that, sorry guys, I'm having trouble talking. It's really hard to talk when stuff feels like it's fuzzy in your throat. So what I wanted was her to know that if I wasn't getting the answer would come a different way. Or at a different time. And so I even suggested that, she asked me today on the show if she felt like she wanted to. And that was my suggestion. Because a lot of times when people ask me questions here in the chat, in the Facebook chat, live on the air, I get answers right away. Because obviously Spirit is the one giving me the answer. And it's always a good thing for people to learn from. Again, not just the person who's asking the question. So I sometimes think Spirit, like, is really happy that I do this radio show, because I can reach so many more people than just one person sitting in front of me, which I love. I love the one-on-one because I'm a projector, obviously. And that's how my aura works best. I can just shoot that arrow straight into you and get a lot of information. But apparently this was not what Spirit was wanting when she asked me this question. So what happened was, sometimes Spirit wants you to go inside and discover the answer on your own. And that's what happened. So she wrote me, and she said that she had gotten an answer. And I asked her about what she had been given, like what kind of an answer. And she said that Spirit had given her the answer, and it was a perfect answer. It was really a perfect answer. I'm so sorry. I feel like I'm struggling this morning. I want to say this in a way that it doesn't, give away her anonymity. Sorry about that. Forgot to mute myself and shut off my other phone calls. Other phone calls trying to get in during my show. Not a good thing. Okay. So basically, she said that she was shown that she needed to focus on God and not on the problem, which is actually one of the tools that I've offered you guys here many times, right? It's the one that works best. It really is. Because when you eliminate your thoughts of lack and your thoughts of negativity and your thoughts of how am I going to fix this, and any thoughts that are not trusting and surrendered, that's usually where you run into problems. And so that's what came to her. And that is most likely one of the first things I would have told her. Because that is one of my number one tools. And so I'm glad she came up with that on her own, because she's, that is how you strengthen your own connection with spirit and your own intuition. And that's basically what she got as well. She got that, you know, spirit let her know that if she wanted to be able to rely on her own intuition, she needed to rely less on others and more on her inner guidance, which I'm all for. It's not that I want to be out of a job. Don't get me wrong. And I love helping everybody. But this is the journey, right? This is why I do what I do. I do this so that you can learn to trust your own intuition and to strengthen your connection with your higher power, with your own inner being. And like I said, I am more than happy to assist and to guide, because I'm a projector in human design, and that is what we're here for. We are here to guide. So yeah, lots of people need to be guided, and that's not going to end anytime soon. So I'm not worried about like being out of a job, but yeah, the way, this is why I like to tell people that, you know, I am happy to assist. And if I don't get something right away, maybe there's a reason. Maybe you're supposed to connect a little more deeply yourself with spirit, so that you can answer those questions that we all have, and so that you don't need a go-between necessarily between you and spirit, you know? And it's okay if you do. I'm not saying you shouldn't. It's totally okay. And I am here for you if you desire that. Like I said, it's something where a lot of people are really going to need for quite a while. It's not going to end overnight. Practice. It's good to practice, because the more you practice your deep connection with spirit, the deeper it will go, the deeper it will be. And the more you will be able to glean your own information all on your own. And that's always a good thing. Yeah, I mean, I absolutely adore what I do. I love giving guidance. Love it. I wouldn't want to do anything else, honestly. Well, maybe dance. Dance and give guidance and sleep. Those three things. Maybe not necessarily in that order, but who knows. I would, honestly, if I had to choose what I wanted to get paid for, it would be dancing, sleeping, and giving guidance. And honestly, I don't even need to get paid for them, because I enjoy them all so much. And no one's paying me for sleeping. So there's that. But one can dream. And sleep and dream. So let me go back to the Facebook chat after I clear my throat. And see what all of you are up to. And if you have any lovely information or questions for me or comments, you can always just tell me I'm being a silly goose, and which I am, because I like it. And I'm in a very weird mood this morning. I don't know if you can tell, but I woke up a little bit cranky. I don't really feel cranky anymore. I think that's sort of passed, but oh my goodness. I was like, kind of loaded for bear this morning. I was feeling pretty crunchy. But I think I got out my aggression somehow. And I don't even know where that came from, but I woke up like that. So who knows? Maybe I'm feeling my neighbors. I always wonder, because if I don't feel like something, an emotion I'm feeling, is necessarily mine. I'm like, where did that come from? Because I know it sometimes isn't mine, and I know it must be someone else's, and there's no one else here in my physical presence. Although there definitely were some people around me in the other apartments near mine. And like I've said before on my show, we're only a few feet away when you consider that someone is right downstairs or right next door, right? When it comes to energy, walls don't matter. Walls and floors and ceilings, they don't matter. Because energy can pass through walls, floors, and ceilings. And this is why psychics can read for people over the phone, because it really doesn't matter. Distance doesn't matter. None of it matters. Energy is energy, and energy can go anywhere. So that's why I was wondering, like, where in the world this crankiness came from this morning. But I won't worry about it, because I'm sure that's what it was. And my neighbors have all left now, so I feel much better. It's a very interesting thing to be a projector and in the auras of other people. Because whether we want to or not, we feel other people. And to a degree, everybody's like that. You know, it's just, it happens in a different way for different people because all our auras are slightly different and just work differently. So I'm just picking up everybody's stuff all the time. And it's not like I can't deflect it, because I can, and I'm actually really good at it. But if I'm not expecting it, or if I happen to be like just woken up from sleep, the sleep state is really vulnerable, because your energy, you know, some of it leaves your physical body. It does. Your energy travels. Your energy can travel anywhere it wants. And when you sleep, I know that this happens. So when you're coming back into the awake state after having been asleep, it takes a minute or two, or, you know, it takes a little bit of time to actually come back into your body fully. And have your consciousness where you want it, like focused on your physical body for the most part, because obviously consciousness is not just in your physical body ever. It's always, you know, it's always everywhere, really. But your consciousness is kind of more around you, I would say, than in your body. It's more around your body. But it's also in your body. So it's kind of all around you and in you. So waking up from sleep, you're just very vulnerable, because your energy is still, you know, not quite grounded and not quite settled. So I have found that I can be more susceptible to other energies when I'm just waking up. So that's why they say to be careful as you're waking up. You know, be careful with what you take in. Like, don't turn on the TV right away. Don't look at your phone right away. Don't start taking in information until you kind of let yourself settle a little bit. And for me, especially being a projector, that's really important. Otherwise, you can be subject to all kinds of weirdness and weird energy from other people and other, you know, things on your phone, Instagram, whatever. Not that Instagram is not great, but too much of it is not a good thing. Or too much of anything, really. You have to watch your energy. You do. You have to watch your thoughts. You have to be careful to always be a good steward of your energy and what you take in, because, and who you're around, because who you're around, the information you're taking in, it's all going to affect your energy. So let me go back to the Facebook chat and see if any of you have any questions for me, which I will say I kind of hope you do, because I like answering questions. It is what I'm here for. Okay. Going to the Facebook chat again. Oh, hey, Jean. She says, hey, Lori, any guidance for me? My dog just had her stitches out from her emergency spay. Ooh. I hope she is doing okay. Yeah, you can. I can definitely pull a card for you. Okay. So Ryan has a question. He says, hi, Lori. Another intro human design question for you. Can you please tap into spirit and provide any further info on the neutrino stream within human design? Per Google AI, the neutrinos, I love Google AI, I love ChatGPT, I just love them all. They're, sometimes it's like you're talking to one of your friends. It's really weird. But they're pretty cool. I really resisted them at first, let me tell you. The neutrino stream refers to the idea that at the moment of birth, individuals are imprinted with a unique set of information from a stream of neutrinos. This information carried by neutrinos is believed to be influenced by the positions of the planets at the time of birth and is thought to shape an individual's design and purpose in life. You recently shared pre-in-person session that the solar flares have been really strong lately and affecting you. Is that an aspect of the neutrino stream or is that a separate phenomenon? Okay, so I'm not an expert on the neutrino stream, and I will say that. Like, I love human design, and I, as a projector, and as someone who really knows when something is for me and when it's not, spirit shows me what I really need to know and doesn't show me the other stuff. So obviously I've not been informed about the neutrino stream in great detail. But I can still answer your question about the energies. So the solar flares are going crazy lately. The sun is shooting off solar flares like mad. And they are powerful and strong, and there's something called the Schumann resonance that measures solar activity. And usually it's pretty steady and pretty calm. But over the last, I don't even know how many years, over the last few years, the sun has been shooting off so much solar energy that the Schumann resonance can't even register anymore, because the energy is just so high. And this is all part of something called the ascension. And I've talked about that here before. The ascension process is, because we're all energy beings, we are right now in human bodies that are being upgraded in order to hold more light, more energy. And so the sun is integral in helping us upgrade. So when I say that the energies are very powerful and strong, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the effect of the solar flares on a lot of us. Not everyone feels it the same way. But those of us who are sensitive to it feel, like I talk about sometimes, I feel high a lot of the time, like most of the time, to different degrees. Some days I feel it like at a 10 or above. Other days I'll feel it like, you know, a 5 maybe, or somewhere in between. It just depends. It depends on the solar flares, and it also depends on other energies. Because obviously there's much more to it. But basically, the purpose of that is so that our human bodies, which are very dense, can hold more light, because we are energy beings at our core. We are spiritual, infinite beings. And someday, the body is no longer going to exist. And only the spirit will remain, the soul, and the energy that we truly are. And that energy, since it's now in a human body, the energy is getting stronger, and our bodies have to get stronger in order to hold it. And some humans are choosing their exit points right now because they can't actually hold that much energy. And some people's souls don't really want to. They're kind of done. And that's okay. And so the human dies. And I've known a lot of people over the last few years who took the exit point and chose not to get the upgrades. And it's all your soul's choice. It's not your human's choice. I mean, it definitely the soul and God hear our desires and definitely, you know, take that into consideration. You know, spirit is listening. God is listening. The angels are listening. They don't want us to not have what we desire. But they also know what's best for us. We might not, these little humans that we are, but our souls do. So our souls know which exit point to take in life. And there are many. There are many exit points that everyone who's listening right now could have taken. And some of you know this. I know this because I know when I've narrowly escaped those exit points because it wasn't my time. So I know some of you know what I'm talking about. There are just moments in life where you know. You're like, I am shocked that I didn't die. I'm shocked that I managed to get out of that. I'm shocked that I was miraculously saved in that situation, you know, whatever it was. I say that all the time about my car crash back in 2019. If you saw the car, the car that I was driving, you would have been like, oh, no way this person ever got out of this car alive. But I did. I did. And here I am to talk about it. But it's times like that when you just know that miraculously, you did not choose to take, your soul did not choose to take that exit point. And that is why you are here. Spirit, angels, you know, saved you and removed you somehow from getting creamed or whatever, you know. Yeah. So what's going on right now is that some people who are choosing not to take the exit points, that's a lot of us, that's most of us actually. Our bodies are just being upgraded. And that's, let's see. So I don't know if it's an aspect of the neutrino stream actually, but I do know it's ascension. And I have to believe, I mean, let me amend that real quick. I know that everything is connected. So what I'm getting is that the connection is actually quite clear. Because everything that's happening, the reason we're ascending is all connected to the part of human design where everyone is going to need to know and be on their mission, their particular mission. And I have to believe that that is all part of the neutrino stream. I have to, because it's all energy. So yeah, when I look at it that way, okay, then get me info. Give me a sec. Yeah. Oh yeah, it's definitely connected. Okay. Yeah, it's absolutely connected. There's no way it could not be. Okay, that makes sense. Now, how can I? Let me see how I can give this to you. It's the world obviously is changing. There's a lot of discord, and yet there's a lot of good things happening too. So to simplify it, I'm just going to say that everybody has a purpose, and the people who are not taking the exit points, you're sticking around for a reason, and it's a really important one, because what's coming in the next few years is going to be major transformation. Major. And I'm not trying to scare anybody. I don't mean that in a bad way. It's actually ultimately going to be for everyone's highest good. And as a projector, I know that 2027 is going to be a very powerful year, because things are really going to shift. And yeah, so this is definitely all part of what you were mentioning, Ryan. Ascension. And the reason we're all here in the first place, and why we're given that imprint at birth, is because we are meant, we are designed for a purpose, a very specific, important purpose. And even if you don't know what that is, that's okay. But that's why I like human design, because it really does help you figure out like how you work best and what you're supposed to be doing and how to feel better, and how to live your life to the fullest, because don't we all want to do that? Anyway, I hope that answers your question. And if not, ask me another one. But thank you for that. That's a really great question. You have amazing questions, Ryan. Appreciate your questions. Okay, let me go back to the Facebook chat. Oh, I gotta stand up for a second. Okay. And I have not forgotten about your card, Jean. Tara says, I've been feeling the nudge to write a book. Ooh, any thoughts on this? Maybe I'm bringing it up because it's time for you too. Is there a book in you too? Yes, and yes. Oh my goodness, Tara, if you only knew. I'm going to say, like I just said, yes. If you're feeling a nudge to write a book, you're feeling that nudge for a reason. So write it. That is the definite message, and that is my thought. And yes, there is at least one book in me. There's probably more. And it's really like I am being pushed so hard to write a book. And the book is, it's on relationships. It's on, it's about learning to receive for women and how men can, play their part in that. So it's going to be really good when I write it. Trust me. If I write it, it's going to be worthwhile, because I'm not writing a shitty book just for the sake of writing a book. Okay. But yes, I definitely feel like you should write a book. Absolutely. 100%. What would you write it on? I'm curious. Okay, let's see. Pamela, she says, there you are, Lori. I couldn't find your banner. That's really weird. I wonder why it was. I saw it right at the top of the page. Maybe it got pushed down. That happens. You just have to comment and bring it back to the top. She says, so happy to be able to hear you live today. It's been a minute. I hope that you are doing well. Thanks, Pamela. I hope you're doing well, too. Sending you love. A lot of love and a lot of good energy. Okay. Pamela says, I would love a message if you have time. I'm trying to take care of some health issues, too. Yeah. I woke up out of sorts this morning, too. Maybe from all the traffic going by my house on their way to work. That's very possible. Very, very possible. You know, Pamela, I used to live in a house. Oh, hey, Renee, I see you. I used to live in a big old house back in New Jersey. And it was probably like 5 feet from the road. And it was built up on a slight little hill. So it was a few feet above the road, but right next to the road. And I would hear the trucks every morning going by. And I don't know how I got used to that, but I did. And I would sleep right through it. But it's kind of crazy. Because if traffic's that close to you, sure, you can definitely pick up on other people's energy. Absolutely. Especially if you are a sensitive sort. I don't know your human design type, but I'm sure you are a sensitive sort. And I'm sorry to hear you're having these health issues. They're not fun. Believe me, I hear that. Okay, so let's pull a card for you, Pamela, and also for Jean. Let's do Jean's card first. We'll go in order of who asked me first, because that's fair. And grabbing my cards. I was smart and I grabbed them before I took to my bathroom for the quiet. So I wouldn't have to run out in the middle of the show and grab them like I did last week. All right. Let me get my cards straight here. So Jean, this will be for you. And like I said, for anyone else for whom it resonates. Because a lot of times you just know that what someone is saying is resonating for you. So you can take that as a sign. And my shuffling ability, it's kind of sucky today. And I don't know why. Pardon me. All right. But thankfully, my voice seems to have cleared up quite a bit. That's usually what happens once I start talking and like clearing my throat enough, it kind of gets better. Oh boy. We are just, it's like fun with cards today. Cards everywhere. And there is one sticking out of the deck for you, Jean. I love when that happens. The goddess of compassion. Oh God, you know, I feel this. The goddess of compassion. Self-criticism is diminishing your sense of self-worth. Oof. Yeah, I can definitely feel that for you. It's strong too. All right, let's look this up. Excuse me. Goddess of compassion. Where are you? My goodness, they've got her hidden here somewhere. Okay. The goddess of compassion. Self-criticism is diminishing your sense of self-worth, Jean. And anyone else for whom this is resonating. The goddess of compassion has shown up in your reading today to ask you to be more compassionate towards yourself. At the core of every living thing, only love exists. That's who you are, right? Your personality and the role you play in this life is only transitory and ultimately an illusion. All that you perceive to be good or bad are necessary aspects of who you are. Positive and negative qualities exist in everyone and in everything. Because everything comes from God, right? A more accurate description of positive and negative is yin and yang. For in reality, there is neither positive nor negative, only opposite qualities which together make us whole. Self-criticism is diminishing your sense of self-worth and keeping you in the illusion that you need to improve in order to be worthy of success, happiness, and fulfillment. Have compassion, love and accept all of who you are, as you are, and stop striving for something that is impossible to attain. Through love, your life magically transforms. And that's why I always tell people to focus on God. Because when you're focusing on God, then things get clear. And if you're having thoughts that are fear thoughts, then they're not, those are not true, accurate thoughts. And that's when you're in resistance. And so having those types of thoughts, you know, they can be dispelled very easily if you do just focus on God. And that's when you'll get clarity and realize, Jesus, why am I being so hard on myself? You know, I've looked back at certain situations in my life many times where I thought I knew what was happening, and then Spirit will come in and show me the actual truth. And I couldn't believe it. I would look back and say, how could I have thought that? Like, how in the world could I have thought that, whether it's about myself or someone else? You know, I was so off. Believe me. If you're not thinking positive thoughts about yourself, you are lying to yourself, because none of those negative thoughts are true. None of them. And that's how the ego fools you, and that's how the ego works. The ego wants you to believe that you are less than. Honestly, the ego is trying to protect you. The ego is trying to keep you safe. But by keeping you safe, it lessens your power. So I don't want to say bad things about the ego, because honestly, you have to love all of yourself, like this card says, right? Everything is God. God is in everything, positive and negative. And I know that's kind of a weird thing to say, but it's actually true. Because deep down, God is there. So all these things. And I honestly can't even explain that. Because I just can't. But I know it's true. So if you're telling yourself lies about yourself, if you're telling yourself negative things about yourself, you're telling yourself lies. Don't believe them. Don't fall into that trap. Say, okay, ego, I hear you, but, you know, you can go sit down. You don't need to be standing up right now, because it's not true. And I get that you're trying to keep me safe, and I appreciate that. However, I really want to stand in my power. That's more important. So I know that was not about your pet, Jean. And obviously Spirit wanted you to hear that anyway. So I hope that that is helpful. And I'm also hoping that... Yeah, I feel like I immediately felt it before when I read your comment, and I didn't say it, but your dog is good. Your dog is real good. Had a really good vet. Your vet was great. They've done this a lot. They know what they're doing, and I feel like you can really trust them. And your dog is fine. And I hope she feels better, because it's so hard to have a little dog, and or even a big dog, you know, any pet, any animal. And just like seeing them uncomfortable is so hard. So just give her lots of love. But she's good. She's good. Yeah. I feel that. Give her some extra doggy treats. And lots of love. That's all she wants. So Pamela, let me pull a card for you. Ooh, I didn't realize what time it was. Gosh, 3 minutes. Good Lord. Here I am talking like we have all day. Yeah. Well, I don't know if any of you know this. I've said it a few times, but you can feel free to book private sessions with me too. I am available for that. And you can do that by finding me on Instagram at lori.the.love.sherpa. And just go into my DMs and slide right in. And I will help you out if you want to book a private session. So Pamela, I got the Angel of Union. Okay. Angel of Union, a partnership is blessed and destined for greatness. Wow. Well, that's pretty awesome. Oops. And now I'm just going to find it in the book really quickly. Angel of Union. My goodness, there are lots of angels, aren't there? Okay. A merger, partnership, or relationship of some kind is being formed, which holds long-term benefits for your life. Ooh, I feel like this card is for someone else who might be listening right now. This relationship, partnership, or merger, which is with someone you already know or deal with, is blessed and destined for great success of some kind. Many great and wonderful things are birthed as a result of this union, which will continue to grow and strengthen for the rest of your life. The rest of your life. Isn't that wonderful? Thank the universe for this wonderful blessing, it says. Yeah. What a great way to start your morning. Pamela, I want to tell you that I really hope you receive that, because that is kind of an amazing card. I also feel like you might be finding, I know this is like, I don't know why I got this, but I got it. I feel like you might be finding a new doctor, one who actually can help you better. So take that and, you know, do with it what you will. But that's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling like I feel like it's going to be some sort of a new, like a doctor or someone in that arena who can really help you with your health. So I hope and pray that that happens for you soon. And that's what I'm feeling actually is going to happen. So I want to thank all of you for being here, and thank you for the great questions. And I hope that the card pulls did help you a bit. And I want to invite you back again next week, because I have to go and make way for Serena and whoever's coming on after her. I'm actually not sure, because I know they've switched people a few times. At least I think so, or maybe that's just my imagination. But in any case, stay with us, because we have great shows. I know Serena's wonderful, and she's just a doll. And she's got that, you know, bouncing little baby who I can sometimes hear cooing in the background, which is very sweet and cool. And I love that. So stick around, people. And also come back and see me next week, because I love having you here. I love your presence. I can feel all of you. And I love you all so much from the very bottom of my heart. And I appreciate your presence here with me. So you've been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Bye, everybody.